Lead us in the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any corrections to the August 5th or August 26th minutes? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
A motion.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Carries. District Attorney.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully you guys had a good holiday weekend. I'm here to propose a contract for services, a quote for services with Finger Lakes Paralegal Service. This is for training for our incoming paralegals. We've lost some experienced staff, so it's hard for our experienced paralegals to take time out of their busy schedules doing discovery and also helping
join the meeting
motions to train individuals in the paralegals and paralegal services that are provided that our office needs. So we've had this, we've budgeted this contract. It was up for renewal. So we put out a quote for services. The quote for services is $85 an hour for individuals that we train. So
is this any different than what we were paying under the old contract?
The old contract prior to, there's been two contracts with this company. The prior one was $75 an hour. And then we went to more of a class structure. And then for some reason, this is what we were asked to do this time. So it's $85 an hour. The $75 one was, I think, almost like 7-8 years ago.
Okay. So I know she's been there quite a bit doing training and stuff for us for paralegals.
Yeah. She's kind of like cornered the market in regards to paralegal services and the records management system that's provided by the state prosecutors association. So she's kind of got her own little niche, and Pam is used all over New York State.
It's a 1-year contract.
It's a 1-year contract. I think it's up, renewable up to 3 years though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll move it.
Is there a second?
A second.
Question, is this a budgeted item?
Yes, we currently have funding in the district attorney's budget for contract services, so we will stay within the budget.
Okay, all right. Any other questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed nay. Carries.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Sorrows.
Good morning.
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 I've got two very important contract renewals for our department. The first one is for investigation services that is currently through SAND Investigations. John Sandel is in charge of that. And this will be the third year that we've had John. I'd like to continue with John. His rates are extremely reasonable. This is the first year that he's asked for an increase to the tune of $5. So it went from $70 an hour to $75 an hour. I asked him why. And the answer was he services other public defense organizations throughout the 7th JD. And so he's, in terms of his billing parity and other things, he's moving that up to where he has everyone else. I've already had conversations with Andy in purchasing. We do not need an RFQ. This increase is de minimis. And so he's comfortable with, if you were so inclined to approve this, no need for an RFQ, at least this time, perhaps next year, or actually the year after. This is a 2-year contract. And I've already vetted the draft of the contract with legal. So if you approve, we'll get the approval there. And I've also spoken with risk management, and I have in writing from Scott Sprague a waiver of the professional liability insurance. So I've got all the pieces in place to move forward if you're so inclined.
Okay. Yes, Joe.
This is a renewal.
Yes, sir.
And how long have they been with you?
This is the third year, I believe, with SAND Investigations.
Thanks.
He is a, in addition to the incredible work that he's done, he is a certified expert in court as a DRE, which is a drug recognition expert, and SFST. So he's instrumental in all of our DWI defense and more.
Okay. Any other questions?
What's the total spend in a, in the course for year average?
I think this past year we spent somewhere in the vicinity of, I think, around $30,000. I've got way more than that in the Harrell Herring grant budgets and some other budgets. I was a little surprised. I thought we were using him even more. I was getting nervous. We had some trials coming up and things. They must not have materialized. And so it didn't go as high as I thought it would this year.
I'll move it.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Carries.
And the second item on the agenda, which is also critical to our operations, is our Public Defense Case Management System, PDCMS. That is an annual agreement. There are two pieces to it, but the sum total of it is $10,000. That collects all of our data for criminal and family. That's how I generate the reports to satisfy the needs of ILS and the state comptroller, their review, those kinds of things. So this database is absolutely critical to our operations. And I will advise that last year I budgeted for and had grant funding for, in addition to the PDCMS system, where it will now send a text to our clients 3 weeks in advance of court, 2 weeks in advance of court, 1 day in advance of court for every single appearance. And it costs a penny per text. So super reasonable. I think this is going to do wonders to help remind folks you've got to come to court. It will reduce bench warrants and those kinds of things. I just think it's a nice service. And at that low cost, now that we've packaged that into the system, I'm very happy with the PDCMS database.
A motion.
A second.
Quick question. How do you keep reminders out to those people that don't do texting?
Yeah. And so, you know, there's limitations to everything. Most folks in some way, shape or form have a cell phone. The real trick is going to be getting our clients to let us know when they change numbers, because that happens more often than not having anything at all. But they'll change numbers and they won't let us know. And then, you know, it doesn't work. I think on average, this will be a nice, addendum to what we've got.
Okay, very good.
What's the cost of this annual maintenance agreement?
The 10th, I'm sorry. Either 10 or 6. $8,000.
Okay. Right in the middle between your guesses.
No. Yes. Yep. Yep. I missed.
Any other questions?
No.
If not, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Morning, Chris.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good. We have two contract renewals. First one is Tyler Technologies. This was in front of the committee a few months ago for budget transfer and approval, but this was actually approved in the 2020 budget, and we are looking to renew that from the 2020 through 2025.
Cost.
So this, the implementation that was, it was procured through Sourcewell. I don't have those figures right off the top of my head, but I believe there are 10 grand recurring maintenance costs. I don't know the setup fees.
Other questions? You don't know if it's an increase or if it's the same? Or...
So this was the original agreement agreed upon back in 2020, but they didn't bill for the first 3 years. And that's why it came up a few months ago at committee level. And when we went to pay the bill, then the auditor realized there's not a contract in place. So that's why we're here to actually implement the contract and make sure procedurally everything is okay.
We have a motion.
I'll move it.
Second.
I'll second.
Take your pick. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Carries.
Next item is Tritech Impact. This is the major RMS CAD system that the sheriff's office uses. Again, this is to clean up the contract renewal process when they went to pay the bill. Again, this one had expired. So we're looking to renew this through July 18th of 2025.
Okay. Do you have a cost?
Yeah, this is about $10,000 as well, annual recurring maintenance costs.
Both of these are budgeted, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I'll move it.
And I have a second.
A second.
Any further questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. So I've got a few items for you this morning. First item for you is a upgrade to the Wilmac NICE recording system. This upgrade was brought to our attention just recently as a means to be able to assist us with the discovery process. What this software will do is tie the recordings with the record for the CAD system. Right now, when we have to do discovery, we have to download the CAD information, and then we have to go out and search the recorder for the recordings and tie everything together. It's very time consuming. This process will help us to reduce our time costs with that, helping us to assist the DA's office with the discovery process. So we would like to do this upgrade. It is an item that we have money for in the budget, $79,112.
Questions for Tim?
So this is a totally new expense.
Yes, it's a software upgrade. Yes. Yep, new expense.
And you said it's, but you have money in the budget for it.
Yes, there is money in the budget for it.
Yeah, and it's hard to quantify exactly how much staff time will be saved, but
a lot.
Tim's staff do a tremendous amount of backtracking to get the required discovery media, whatever it be. This will not completely automate the process, but will tie the correct media to the correct case and save his supervising dispatchers, his deputy, others significant amount of time,
and hopefully catch us up on some of the discovery that we're behind on.
Have other questions for Tim? If not, a motion to approve.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carries.
All right. Burn building bid. We put the burn building out for bid. We had two responses back. One fell within budget. The other one was way outside of budget. However, the one that fell within budget did not include all of the specified items that were in the spec. So we would like to reject those two, or reject that bid, and then have approval to go back out to bid again.
Motion to reject.
Have a second.
Second.
Any discussion?
Wasn't this an issue before we tried bidding this thing out one other time and it didn't work?
Well, we actually had a contract with a vendor out of Canada during COVID.
Oh, that's right.
Could not get the product out of Canada during COVID, and everything kind of crashed around it. So we're back to the drawing board. This is a brand new bid that we put out. We thought we had everything lined up to approve it. And then once Ken started looking at the specifications within the bid and what they had projected the project to be, he realized that they were missing a component that was originally in the specifications that we can't do without. So we have to reject this bid and rebid it.
Gary, you had a question.
Can you refresh our mind on what the bid is about?
So this is the burn building at the Civil Defense Center.
Yeah.
This is what the firefighters use when they go in and do their live fire training. So this building is built so that it's specifically designed for live burns. So they go in with straw and pallets, burn the straw and pallets. The firefighters go into this building and fight the fire like they would any other structure fire.
So what's the bid for?
The bid is to build the building.
They're essentially storage containers that are modular. Instead of building a building on site, they're modularly built, almost like shipping containers, and put on site. Obviously, they're specialized, they're customized, but it seems like a lot of folks are going this way instead of putting out a bid for someone to build a brand new, you know, a building that you're going to use for burns.
Yeah, because there's when I was a fireman years ago, there was a concrete building out there that's
still there.
You went in there with your air packs on and
see it
over each other because you couldn't see. And
that's essentially what we're replacing.
We'll be replacing that building. And since that building was built, the standards have changed. Now you have to have a engineer certified structure to burn in. It's got to have capability of being able to be monitored for temperature control and all of that information. So there's a lot of detail to it. So it has to come into compliance with NFPA 1403.
So how many years have we not had a facility for them to train in? Yeah.
So we're still currently training in the existing building, but the 1403 is getting ready to change and upgrade. And once that upgrades, we're not going to be able to build in or burn in that existing building now.
Okay.
So, well, it would have to be recertified by an engineer, and most likely that building would not be recertified.
Gary, do you have another question?
Yeah, same question.
Okay.
Thank you.
The funds for this are all budgeted?
This is capital. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, we've socked away if the bids come in the way that, you know, we conservatively estimate based on spec, we should have enough in that capital project because we had the one fall through during COVID. So we had additional funds there, and then we put some, was it last year, year before, we put additional money in there.
Yep.
Any idea why the one bid come in so high?
Again, it's based upon the vendor, the manufacturer, their overhead, you know. Yeah,
and what we're seeing more of, as these contractors are busy, I can't say this is exactly the reason, but we're seeing this across the board. Chris and I were talking about it last week that we've seen a number of contractors come in with really high price, just throw something, you know, they're very, very busy. If they get it at the high price, great. If not, you know, so we are seeing some bids mm-hmm. that are really what we expect, and then some that are way out of whack that someone looks like they just wanted to put something in, just threw a number and
throwing it against the wall.
And if, you know, if they get lucky, they're making good money, but.
Okay. Any other questions? Do we have a motion on this?
You do.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
All right. ALS intercept agreement. So once we move forward with our EMS project here, one of the things that we need to do is have an ALS intercept agreement for our paramedic fly car. So this is an agreement with the transporting agency for our paramedic to get on their rig and for us to be able to bill. Right now, currently, the transporting agency is the only one that can bill. So in order for us to recoup some funds when our paramedic gets on the gets on somebody else's rig, we have to have an agreement with them to basically to exchange funds as part of that arrangement. This is pretty standard across what, you know, EMS has done for years. So all we need to do is have approval from committee for Jack or I to enter into an agreement with the ambulance corps so that we can transition this billing.
Okay. Questions? If I have a question. If we have a paramedic that's on the rig already, why do they have to transfer to an ALS?
So our paramedic would be getting on, say, somebody else's rig. So say Bath Ambulance has a call and our medic interfaces with Bath Ambulance. Bath Ambulance is a billing agency,
yep,
but they're a BLS agency. When our paramedic gets on, he's providing ALS services, but we can't bill for that. Only Bath Ambulance can bill for that. This would be an agreement to allow us to be able to exchange funds for that ALS intercept.
So this would be separate from what we have with Woodhull, where it's
right,
our crews running it with our paramedics jumping on. We're covered for that. This would be our paramedic jumping on with any of the other agencies.
Okay, I understand now.
And for the most part, are those agencies willing to do this?
Oh, yeah. It as Tim said, it's standard.
It's pretty standard procedure. And for the way that we're going to do our billing, I believe it's going to be beneficial for both agencies to have an agreement. I know there are some agencies that don't sign with the current ALS provider because the billing rate is too high.
Okay.
So. I'm moving.
And a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
All right, final item I've got. We're brought aware by finance department that we receive a reimbursement for drug overdose reporting as part of the coroner's office. So if we have a drug overdose and we send them for an autopsy, New York State Department of Health will reimburse us for a portion of that funds. So we need to have authorization to accept funding in the coroner's budget for revenue from Department of Health.
Questions? We have a motion.
I'll move it.
We have a second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries. Thank you, Tim.
Okay, that's all I've got.
Actually, Tim, and if we could, Fred, something that came up Friday, the Whitesville Tower.
Yes.
Okay.
So for those that recall, we worked out in a intermunicipal agreement with Allegheny County to run fiber to their Whitesville Tower to be able to help with the cross-border communication. If we have fiber there, then we can hang our equipment and have, but we were just notified that the IMA with Allegheny County is going to expire and we want to continue it. It's not going to change anything. It's just an intermunicipal agreement that allows our equipment to be there.
And we need that.
Yep.
I'll move it.
You have a second?
And this will be a 5-year agreement, yeah. I believe.
Okay. All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Morning.
I just have one request this morning, and that's in the district attorney's office, requesting to reclassify a currently filled part-time ADA trainee position to a full-time ADA trainee position. As you may recall, it was about a year ago-ish, you agreed to create a part-time ADA trainee to get folks in from college. This is that same position. I'm going to let Noel talk about kind of the reasons why.
We did some recruitment during, I believe, 2 years ago. We found a candidate that's actually from this area out of Penn Yan, who was attending Penn State Law. He graduated Penn State Law just this previous semester. He has taken his first stage of the bar, and he is, I believe he has his interview, which is next. We just want to move him from a part-time position to full-time. We currently have a vacant full-time district attorney ADA's position. So this has zero impact on our budget currently.
So this person is going to be still be doing the ADA training?
He'll be doing discovery work and advanced, I don't want to insult, advanced kind of paralegal work and discovery work until he passes the bar, which okay, we anticipate relatively soon. So
this is not tied with the training one that we just approved earlier. Apparently that was not a paralegal trainer.
Yes.
This person is actually going to be working in the DA's office as the trainee to eventually advance into a full-time.
Yeah, and once they, with a trainee position, once they get the qualifications that they need, i.e. the bar exam, they would then transition automatically to an ADA and get rid of the trainee piece.
And do we think that once they pass the bar, they're going to stay with us?
I would hope so. I mean, he has shown interest in staying. He is a local candidate. Joan and Brooks did heavy recruiting down there, and he actually stepped up and was very interested. So,
okay, good.
Good. They have a motion.
I'll move it.
A second.
Second.
Is any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You have anything, Jack? Nothing. If nothing else, have a motion to adjourn.
I move it.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We're adjourned.
Thank you. Quick one.